The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, great to be talking to you on this Thursday. How are you?
I am okay. Thank you, Simon. I can't believe this week has felt like such a year. You can't believe it.
I know that. We think you earned your salary well this week. What you got for me, Rolien?
Pardon, I didn't hear you for a second there.
No. Just a broke up. I just said, what have you got for us this week today?
Well, we do have the long overdue, quite stunning news that Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelbrot has announced that he intends to indict Housing Minister Yaakov Litzman for obstruction of justice, breach of trust, and his role in assisting the serial sex abuser Malka Lafa. And I think that those who are calling for the for justice for her victims are welcoming this long overdue process. But we also have some other exciting news, and that is that Defense Minister Benny Gantz has decided to extend the Ramatkal, the IDF Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi's tenure by a year for a fourth year. Normally, the Ramatkal only serves a three-year term, but Benny Gantz says that his leadership of the military, especially during the recent flare-up with Gaza, as well as his momentum plan, which is the spread across multiple years, is something that is critical to Israel's security. So that is very, very cool. And it has to be cleared through the Attorney General, who has had quite a busy day today. Yes. But there we have that news.
Okay, let's move on to the Americans talking about aid to Gaza. How are they going to do this? I think you mentioned earlier in the week that aid would not be going to Hamas.
Well, this is going to be an interesting one to watch, because the Americans, as soon as the ceasefire was broken and they were giving comments to the media, said that they're going to work to maintain the ceasefire, but also to rebuild Gaza. And from their perspective, the aid has to go through the Palestinian Authority or other aid organizations. It cannot go through Hamas. Now, you know, I don't know if it's naivety on the part of the Americans or wishful thinking, but we know how strictly controlled Gaza is by Hamas. And, you know, we all want to know, will that aid get to the people of Gaza who need it the most? The other thing is that we've heard from the UAE also saying that they want to give aid. They have no problem giving aid on the condition it doesn't go to Hamas.
How Israel conducted herself during the war. And then she was also going to ask a really interesting question. Is this really all about Israel and the Palestinians? Which is an interesting question, because it leads us to believe that, in fact, maybe it is not. Rolien, are you with us?
I am with you. And we've just had a tweet in from Mark Pompeo. He's the former Secretary of State, saying, "I will never apologize for standing with Israel, our strongest ally in the Middle East. They have every right to defend himself." I think those are pretty true, pretty strong words put out there by Mike Pompeo. But we were talking about aid to Gaza, and Hamas have said they have enough money, they don't need international aid. Which begs the question is, why isn't the international community holding them to account for having all this money and not making sure that the infrastructure and the investment in the people of Gaza is there, creating weapons of terror and building terror infrastructure? It's a question I think we all want answered.
And Rolien, what did the UAE have to say about this?
The UAE have said, you know, they're very happy to participate in rebuilding Gaza. However, are on the premise that it does not go through Hamas. You know, yesterday we spoke a little bit about how diplomatic ties in the region have come through this pretty intact. Nobody wants to see Iran, which is an Iranian proxy, gain any more power in the region. It's not good for all of us. But Hamas have also threatened Israel, saying that if we violate Al-Aqsa, they haven't been specific what they consider a violation, they will break the ceasefire and attack. So an attempt by Hamas to hold us to ransom. And as Prime Minister Netanyahu says, one break of that ceasefire and we are going to hit back very, very hard.
Rolene, particularly gut-wrenching, awful and unacceptable about this latest round of fighting has been the accusation against Israel of a genocide. It seems to be, I don't know, quite the thing to accuse Israelis of genocide. It must suit some sort of agenda or other. What did Blinken have to say about that?
Well, we definitely can see agenda pushing. I'm beginning to look at incidents of anti-Semitism around the world, and it's very, very hard not to think that this is all very, very carefully coordinated. But the Secretary of State, speaking to Israel's Channel 12 last night, said that he believed that Israel did its utmost to ensure that there were no civilian casualties. We have heard from the international military fraternity about this as well. He said Israel took significant steps to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza. And he said, he's devastated about any loss of life on both sides, especially children, but Israel did everything possible in its power. And what it has opened is a debate amongst the international legal fraternity and a lot of international lawyers weighing in and saying what Israel has done does not constitute genocide. Genocide has a very, very specific definition. This is not genocide. This is the pushing of an agenda. Also, Israel, on the question of war crimes, here we do have international law coming into play about, what you strike as a target. And if a target is a legitimate or is determined to be a legitimate military target in the compliance with international law, that is not a war crime. However, international lawyers have said every single rocket fired from within the Gaza Strip civilian infrastructure into Israel's civilian territory, every single one of those rockets is a war crime.
I hear you loud and clear, but the Times of Israel also reporting today, they didn't take much time to do this, but the head of the United Nations Human Rights Council, apparently High Commissioner Michelle Bachelet, she's now also inferring that Israel are guilty of war crimes.
Well, I would be more surprised if the United Nations Human Rights Council didn't say we were guilty of war crimes. This is an institution that has an unhealthy obsession with Israel. In fact, it's a toxic obsession with the state of Israel. We had a session yesterday of the United Nations Human Rights Council that suspended everything to accuse Israel of violating health rights. Nobody looked at any other country or discussed any other major human rights issue, but yet it was another excuse to bash Israel. We have the resolution you and I spoke about yesterday from Pakistan, probably one of the last countries that should be taking the moral high ground on human rights, putting forward a resolution saying there should be a permanent commission that all it does is monitors Israel. I mean, it's really an unhealthy obsession.
It's absurd.
Speaking to Guterres a couple of months ago, many of us said, how are we expected to believe that you will do anything constructive in the fight against anti-Semitism when your institution has an unhealthy, toxic obsession with the Jewish state?
Rolene, we have to leave it there. We're over time, but it was well worth it. I hope you have a very peaceful weekend. I hope you rest and come back strong and ready to fight all again next week.
I'm going to try my best, but in the meantime, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.